It is Friday, and time for Raising the Standard with Boss Services as we attempt in our own way here to answer your home maintenance questions regarding heating and cooling, plumbing and electrical, duct cleaning, air purification, even bathroom upgrades. Jeff and Jerry Street are with us here from Boss Services. You guys haven't added anything to that list since the last time we talked, have you?
We're working diligently on adding to that list, but we have not yet.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't think it's long enough yet. I think it needs about four, needs about four or five more additions to that. Hey, gentlemen, good morning. And how are things at the street households or wherever you guys are at this morning?
Fantastic. Things are pretty great.
Pretty great. All right. We're coming on. Are we done with the heating season? What's your take on that? Can we turn off the furnaces now?
No, go ahead and leave them on. It's awful cold out there this morning.
A brisk 24 tells me that heating season's not quite done.
All right. The brilliant insight of the Street Brothers here on the...
that's your weather report this Friday morning.
Raising the standard with Boss Services. Well, it is transition time, certainly, because, you know, as I said, by, you know, early next week, we could be hitting 60. But that just means that it's a little too early for air conditioning, but not early enough for us to even think about shutting down the furnaces yet. Might be a good time to think about generators. If you made it through the winter without needing one, doesn't necessarily mean that come storm season here in the spring, you might not need one. Tell me, have you guys got any or one or something that you're ready to install that you could help somebody out if they've been considering a generator?
Yeah, so generators have been in short supply and high demand this whole year, actually probably back into October.
It started with the hurricanes down south last year.
So they've been really hard to come by.
Exacerbated by the problems down in Texas.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say, it started down Florida area, and then now with the Texas snow and all the power issues down there, you know, all the generator companies just been shipping their entire stock down south. We install generators, and we've done quite a few this year, and we actually have one in stock right now. The first one to raise their hand, that's where that thing's going. There's probably a 2 to 3 month lead time on most sizes of generators right now. So, yeah, you definitely want to think ahead on that. Yeah.
Is this one you're referring to? Is this a natural gas fired one, a whole house one, or are we talking portable? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, so this particular one that we have is a large one. It's a 22 kW, which is on the upper end of the residential scale. It's a large unit, and it'll run the whole entire house. And it's natural gas or propane. We can do either one.
Okay. Is it the same situation for the smaller, the portable units? If somebody's looking for one of those, too, are they also in a short supply?
Yeah, so the shelves have been empty off and on with those. We don't get into the portable ones very often, but the Lowe's and Home Depot's, again, they've been shipping all to the southern states. So it's been a rough few months for generators.
Let's say, just in a hypothetical sort of way, that somebody's listening this morning.
Way off in fantasy land.
I know that's a stretch, but stay with me on this. That they've heard this and decided that, hey, I want that generator. I need that generator. I'm going to get that generator. Who do they call? What do they need to do to get that process started? And then what happens to everybody else that wants one? So first of all, how do they set aside that one that you're talking about?
Well, they call Jeff's personal cell phone number at midnight.
Yeah. And then when they leave a message, they get a return call.
So call the business right now. If somebody's looking for this.
Yeah, you call our office right now and we set you up with an appointment, come out, size your home, discuss the options with you. And
Okay.
Say, yep, that one's yours.
No, I'm going to go way out on a limb here and suggest that two people are listening. The first one wants the generator, calls you. The second one also wants it. How long do they have to wait? I mean, can they get in and get it ordered, put on order through you guys? And what's the wait time on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to depend on the size of the generator. And we have a few suppliers. So we're going to start with our normal suppliers. But then we just start making calls until we find one. And like I said, just a couple of months ago, there was not any to be found. So these manufacturers, we're doing Honeywell generators. And they're obviously, they've ramped up production. So they're making them every day trying to catch up. So it really depends on the size of the house, the size of the generator, and then what we can find out there. But we've waited as much as 3 months in the past. So,
speaking of size, I'm surprised you guys didn't catch this, but I threw down the gauntlet earlier in this conversation by throwing out the big word of the day when I said exacerbated.
I'm still Googling it to find out what that means.
Perfect.
Are you fishing for a pat on the back for that word right now?
No, I just wanted to know if either one of you guys had ever heard the word before. You heard it probably from your wife on a regular basis.
Nice.
All right.
I don't know why I make these calls in the morning, right?
I know. Yeah. Now I know why I didn't hear from you last week. And I'm probably not helping my case for next week at this point. All right. So, well, as I mentioned early on, we're kind of in transition now. The furnaces are still working and will still need to, certainly with temperatures dropping down into the 20s at night. But we are looking ahead to air conditioning season. Anything going on there that we need to know about? Any early bird specials or anything that people should be looking at or concerned with concerning the upcoming air conditioning season?
With spring coming up, it's time to evict the rodents from your condensers and, you know, make sure that they're going to turn on and all that stuff. And you're probably not, you know, thinking, man, I wish I could turn my AC on today. But we are running our early bird checkup special for $59. We are going to come out and, you know, make sure your unit turns on, look at everything, and make sure it's going to run. And we're also offering a no breakdown guarantee for the season with that. So if your unit does break down, we're going to refund you, you know, that checkup fee, but we're going to go through everything and, you know, evict the rodents and replace what needs to be replaced that they've chewed up over the winter months and all that good stuff.
It sounds as if this is a pretty common problem and you've run into this before.
Yeah, every spring. Every
year, yeah. Yeah. Well, I know whereof you speak because it's happened to me. They've gotten into the electric box and whatnot outside too, and chewed up wires there, and I've had to deal with that in years past too.
Yeah. And anyone that is covering their condenser through the winter to try to keep the snow off of it, that's the higher risk because now you know you've made them a nice little home out of the snow, and they'll crawl in there.
Isn't that something you recommend against covering up the condensers?
Yeah, we recommend to leave them open. Yeah.
Yeah, they're designed to sit out in the weather, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
How did, we just came through a significant cold snap here in the area. How did that go for you guys? Was it busy? Did you have a goodly number of emergencies to deal with?
Jim, I met a lot of people that week.
All kinds of new friends, huh?
I made friends until 2 a.m. one night on the weekend. So I am in the on-call rotation here for HVAC, and I happened to be on-call for one of those extremely cold snaps. And I think I worked probably 24, 25 hours over one weekend. And I met a lot of people. And we fixed and replaced a lot of things and took care of a lot of problems. But yeah, we were extremely busy. We were running at capacity. And, you know, when you're doing that kind of emergency service, it trickles into the schedule for the next couple of weeks, really getting caught up. And again, like you say, we met a lot of people and helped a lot of families get warm again. So it was good for them, too, in the long run.
Well, that's an important feature of what Boss Services is all about, that 24/7 emergency service thing. And just to rehash that, when someone calls that, regardless of what time of year, what time of day, what day of week, there's always a Boss Services employee who answers that. It's not an answering service. It's actually somebody who works for you, right?
That is correct. Yeah. And then might even meet an owner.
Is that good?
Most of the time, no.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, when I show up at your house at midnight, I'm still smiling.
Well, that's good, because to envision some testy, grumpy guy showing up, all right, what's the problem? Good Lord, I'm supposed to be sleeping.
Why are you calling me?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be sleeping. Leave me alone. The wrong approach right there. one certainly not taken by whoever's on call. Only one of you is in this on-call rotation. What's up with that? The other one's just too high and mighty, or what?
You don't want me trying to fix your furnace. I have no knowledge of that at all. So, like, we'll watch Google together and see what that says.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. Your answer.
It's important for everyone to understand their own limitations. And it's certainly important for the company to realize that as well. So, yeah, send out the guy who knows what he's doing. Good move.
Yeah.
That part of it will be settling down. Is there anything toward the end of the furnace season that people should be doing with their furnaces? Is there any kind of an end of season check, or is that just part of the regular checkups that you guys do for your customers?
Just shut it off.
Shut it off.
Yeah, turn it over to air conditioning.
Switch it off.
Yeah. Back it away.
All right. And if somebody does go ahead and try the AC and nothing happens, who are they calling? What's the number? And how do they get a hold of you to get somebody out to look at that?
They can call us 269-468-6682. Or go to the website, thebossservices.com.
Don't forget that "the" in front of it, thebossservices.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure what bossservices.com is. I haven't looked at that, so give no guarantees on what you find.
All right, well, get the right one, and you'll get a hold of Jeff and Jerry and the crew out at Boss Services. They'll be out and take care of you right away. Raising the standard with Boss Services every Friday morning at 8:10 here with Jeff and Jerry Street. Thank you, gentlemen, and enjoy the weekend and the warming up, and we'll catch up with you again next week, all right?
Hey, Jim, can I throw one thing in real quick?
You are more than welcome to.
So today is Employee Appreciation Day, so I just want to give a shout-out to all of the Boss employees. Thank you for being the best ever.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you for recognizing that it is Employee Appreciation Day. Yeah. All right.
I'm sure your boss is calling you right now to let you know that he appreciates you, Jim.
I'm looking. The phone's not ringing. But thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll touch base next week.
Thank you, Jim.
It's 8:24.